It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, some people should be afraid. You might get dumped in, dump. That's it. You know, go ahead and check on this. Top U.S. official murdered after Arkansas weapons test causes mass death. You know, there was a gentleman, and it goes on and on and on, and conspiracies will reign. But it's John P. Wheeler III, special assistant to the Secretary of the Air Force. Okay. Now, Washington, D.C., from 05 to 08. And he was going to Washington. He's going to expose everything. We'll see if that pans out, how true that is, because you never know. I mean, you know, I'll put it up, you know, because I did. Yeah, nothing surprises me anymore. And if they want to be, we'll see how true that winds up being. But if it is, I'd be really bummed out if I didn't put it up. So we'll go ahead and I leave, you know, discretion, you know, up to you about how you want to share that. But go ahead and check it out. You know, you have the information there and let me know. You can email me at freedomsphoenix.com, publisher@freedomsphoenix.com, and what you find out. We'll do some research. It just came up on Freedoms Phoenix here right before we started the show. So I didn't want to wait till next week because I'm Mark Stevens is going to be filling in for me for the rest of the week, and I want to make sure we got that out. Now, what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to finish conversation with John Green here, because this is what I expect when the legislative session comes in, that they're going to come in with the expansion of the empire, more authority and more ability to take goodies from you, because they're running out of money. They don't have money. They're going to need to cut, but they don't want to cut. You know, they got a bunch of people, you know, on the dole. So you have all these special interests and so on that are sitting there going, "Yeah, man, I'm getting mine. You know, the heck with these other guys, I get mine." Well, how are they going to get theirs? Well, it's going to be a job bill. So John's going to walk us through from the beginning on this and the players. And I'll only interrupt give you some context and history on this, because he came to Arizona later. When did you come in Arizona?
Well, I grew up here, but I came back in 2002.
Okay, so the 90s you weren't here.
Right.
Okay, so the 90s, there was a lot of stuff that happened that kind of, you know, rushed into 2000s, and he became aware of a lot of stuff that was going on in Pennsylvania where he was. Well, when you come here, you find a lot of the same stuff, oftentimes at the same time, that has the same organizations, the same people behind it. So this is a good revelation for all of us, because no matter where you're listening to this show from, I'll guarantee you, you go look at bills, and now they're on the internet, but a lot of times they're not. They get there a little later, you know. So we'll talk about that too. This is how I don't see it stopping. I think the forces are so overwhelming where you have people in positions that will not go hungry. You can go hungry, but they're not going to go hungry. And how they do that is they'll create some pipeline, some conduit for your money to become their money. And if they got piles of cash out there in retirement funds or whatever, well, Goldman Sachs says, thanks for playing, it's all theirs now. So this is going to keep happening, and the revenue stream, whatever's left from us, is going to get diverted to whatever. And you start seeing it in, like, California right now. You pay taxes for fire and police. And if we didn't have fire and police, you know, anarchy would reign. Well, what they're doing now, if you get in a car accident, the police charge you. They charge your insurance company. They send them a bill. Hey, man, we came out, give us some money. And they go, hey, man, that's not part of the policy. You don't cover that. So they go after the individuals. You'll start having liens on you. And you say, you know what? I don't need you to come. Nope. We had this. Right now, Amazon has a warehouse here in the West Valley friend of mine works there, and he goes, you know, they had this, you know, sometimes they have a forklift that goes up and they hit, you know, this guy stacked something he shouldn't have. It's happened before, and they hit the fire sprinkler system and it starts going off and they got tens of thousands of damage or whatever. On top of that, they call the fire department and say, nah, don't come. It's okay. Got to come. Oh yeah. And here's the bill. Tens of thousands of dollars for them to come out to a commercial, blah, blah, blah. You know, and they go, it's, you know, we don't, what we called, we don't, nope. The lawyer, we got to respond. You got to give us money. You know, this is the kind of, you keep talking about all this government you need, where normally if it was a private company, and who would be the ones that would do it cheaper anyway? The insurance company. That's how it used to be done. You know, Benjamin Franklin, that's what fire suppression was. It was, they insured you. Rural Metro here in Arizona did it.
Or how about the Pinkerton Enforcement Company?
Yeah, which was detectives, you know, the Pinkerton detectives back in the late 1800s and so on. This is what they do, is they'll take a popular service like, oh, you just, everybody will pay for it then. You know, the merchants, the head guy on Main Street, they hire the sheriff or whoever. Well, they don't want to have to keep paying for, you know, everybody benefit. We'll just tax everybody and they'll pay for it. Well, then it's not, they can't get enough tax revenue out of you, so they're going to have you paying more for it again as a bill for any time you need them. What if I don't need you? I'm good. I got it taken care of. Nope. You know, your fire alarm went off. We come anyway. So this is all this government stuff you've been screaming about we got to have. Man, all the justification is going to go away. So now they have to have a mechanism by which they can get their money to their buddies. When it's not there, what do? They keep spending it. But now, like California, I don't know how this is going to wind up, but now they're going to want to give themselves eventually taxing authority. So let's go ahead and go to John. Now, John, go ahead and tell me what it is that you've come across, you've been keeping track of, who's doing it, why, how. Spend the rest of the hour, give it what for.
All right. So I got an email from a buddy, during the elections, primary election cycle last year. And apparently there were the legislators who are rerunning, who are incumbent, were circulating around this jobs bill, and they were trying to get all the Republican candidates on board to support the jobs bill. So being the nerd that I am, I read it, right? I actually read the law. And I go through and I'm like, wait a second, there's nothing in here about jobs. There's something about a jobs training program. There's something about a credit of $3,000 to companies over $5 million who are here and employ someone for three consecutive years and put them through the job training program.
Corporate welfare.
And increase their contribution to their medical insurance costs. And if after 3 years those people are still there, they get a $3,000 credit. That's just zero. It's nonsense, but it creates a bureaucracy and a lot of spending to try to track it. And then I see that there's extension of some tax credits, there's extension of some taxes, extension of enterprise zone credits. But the big one, two-thirds of the text of the bill, is about this Arizona Economic Development Authority. And I'm saying, well, what in the world is that? So I keep researching. What it turns out is that this Economic Development Authority is a private corporation replacing the Department of Commerce. It's a private corporation where the board of directors is appointed by the governor. Now, as a private corporation, it can do anything a private corporation can. It can raise money in the credit market, which is issuing bonds or debt financed spending. So what we find out is they say, well, this won't cost anything because this Economic Development Authority will build all kinds of projects and it's user fee generated, like the Tennessee Valley Authority or like the New York Port Authority. But the reality is that it's 100, just like the federal government, it's 100% financed by debt issuance, which means that debt has to get paid back. Now, what's the difference in a private corporation run by government? Is that debt is underwritten by the taxpayer. So it will spend and this is the interesting part, it can raise as much money as the credit market will buy its bonds. So there's no limit. It could be an infinite amount of money they raise. It could be $10 billion a year. It could be $1 billion a year. It could be nothing. Most likely it's going to be on the range of probably 1 to 3 additional billion each year. Now, when those bonds fail, which they will in part or in whole, they're underwritten by taxpayers, so
taxpayers.
It now becomes a general fund liability.
Taxpayers! You know, this is, we went through this with the Stadium Authority. They created this thing. Remember, we go through this over and over and over. I'm sure you have too. We'll talk about more when we come back. You need to understand this because it's another ripoff.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, one goal, truth, justice, and what used to be the American way, whatever the heck that was. You know, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about them getting more of your money. You know, it's always about that. And more authority, more control. In fact, they always call it authorities. You know, sooner or later, it's always the such and such and whatever, authority of whatever. Fill in the blank. Now, and we're going to have John give us a summary of what we're talking about. Then we'll get into the actual legislation because we have, you know, there's people, I mean, they start circulating this out amongst legislators. You know, we're going to do that. We need to get on board here. We know we can count on you to slap you on the back and, you know, give them their tickets to whatever and so on we need and we know and you're going to be. And, oh, by the way, what committee assignment do you want? What chairmanship do you want? If you. And then, of course, the people at the top, they want to get what they want. And Russell Pierce, oh, get them Mexicans. You know, we're gonna get everybody get their ID and DNA at birth. Well, who's that for? Yeah, wow, man. These guys are not right in the head. I mean, I'll tell you. I mean, I get along fine, Russell. We have a cordial relationship. But, I don't know how much I'm supposed to dislike him. I mean, he's a likable enough guy. I just have pity for these people. They are not right in the head. And the people that are on top that will use that, whatever, you know, self-esteem problem they have or you know, they need to have authority or they got some mission in their own that they got to do, they will sell out any and everything else to get that. This was Reagan's problem. Reagan wanted the evil empire to go down. What? And while he's going after them, we're getting Sovietized here. Heck, who was the guy doing it? His VP. You know, there's so much stuff going on. I mean, it's because people like that, these ideologues that have, you know, they're still thinking that they can use government to do stuff. They take advantage of that and they'll trade off and they'll get what they want, which the big guys don't give a crap. You think they care? You know, I mean, they're going to use this database thing, but they bring the guys in. We're going to divvy up committee assignments and chairmanships and so on based on your support of a few key things. Let me tell you one of the few key things is going to be. It's the one that has the biggest price tag, the biggest potential for money, and the pipeline conduit creating of your money going to whomever what they want it. Well, we come across this stuff. And some of us that know what to look for, heck, they have thousands of bills. In fact, they do have thousands of bills. And we just, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Where's the money? Oh, there it is. Oh, here we go. So, John, go ahead and get us up to speed on what's going on.
You bet. So it's 2011 in Arizona with a quote-unquote huge conservative win nationwide and a quote-unquote huge conservative win in Arizona. So what do the Republican conservatives do? They come up with the number one largest spending program in the history of the state of Arizona. So large, in fact, that if you added up all other state spending ever in the history of Arizona combined, that would be smaller than what this new bill is going to do. And this is the Arizona Economic Development Authority. It is the single largest spending program in the history of Arizona, all spending combined ever. It will outstrip. But here's the sinister part of it. It's the majority of, but concealed within, what they're calling the jobs bill. And the theory is, right, their theory behind it, their economic theory is, well, if we spend an infinite amount of money, then some jobs must get created somewhere, right? Well, wait a second. What does that sound like? Does that sound like conservative Republicans who are supported by the Tea Party? No, it sounds like Obama Democrats. But it's the quote-unquote conservative Republicans running this bill, the very same who are supported by the Tea Party. Talk about taxation without representation. The way they're going to have this infinite spending capability is they will be able to spend whatever they raise through bond sales, which is debt finance spending, right? Those bonds will fail at some point, either in part or in whole. And the taxpayers, it will then become a general fund liability that taxpayers have to pay. And so this is the very essence of taxation without representation. because there's no elected oversight over this spending. There's only appointed directors of the board from the governor over a private corporation with unlimited spending ability, but who finances everything through taxpayer underwritten debt. So when those bonds fail, which they will, at least in part, then we're going to have to pay for it. So where that's very essence of taxation without representation. And it's the quote unquote fiscal conservative Republicans who are supporting it. It blows your mind. It blows your mind.
Okay. Now, let me tell you one thing that I thought was interesting here. When you got copy of this legislation, how'd you get a copy of this legislation?
An incumbent legislator who was running forwarded it to a candidate who was running who forwarded it to me.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so we look at this legislation, and the first thing you want to do is you always, you know, follow the money. You're going to say taxes, bonds, you know, whatever. Now, in here, when I look that up, you'll see in this section right here, it didn't take long for me to see what was going on. All right. I go in here and I said, all right, I'll just give you some of the verbiage and I'll explain what it means. If a political subdivision fails to make any payment due to the authority under its loan repayment agreement or bonds, the authority shall certify the state treasurer and notify the governing body of the defaulting political subdivision, like, you know, the mayor, the city council, whatever, that the political subdivision has failed to make the required payment and direct a withholding of state shared revenues as provided in subsection whatever of this section. The certificate of default shall be in the form determined by the authority. All right. They'll say, here's what, you know, piece of paper we got. Provided this certificate specifies the amount required to satisfy the unpaid payment obligation of the political subdivision. Then the next paragraph goes into detail about what they do. If these bonds are not paid, okay, you create whatever. I mean, you know, it's light rail. It's, they're all money losers, okay? They always have been. They, you know, the Diamondbacks went bankrupt. You know, they're ready to go bankrupt after they won the World Series, okay? Because we knew going into that, they had to average about $50 per seat every game. And there was no way they were going to sell. We knew just the math. So we made a big deal out of it, just like we're going to do on this. I mean, we'll make, you know, woo, yeah, here you go. I'm moving, okay? But this is happening everywhere. So this is what they do. If you default on this, they are going to the state treasurer in the law right here. This 40-something pages, that's all you need to see is what this says right here. They go to the state treasurer and they say, hey, here's a piece of paper saying that they're not paying. Heck, they may not even want them to pay. So then they go to the state treasurer and all shared revenues from property taxes or anything else or schools, anything, does not go to that political subdivision, goes to them first.
And what people have to understand is these people know what they're doing. This was written by Goldman Sachs bond salesmen along with some federal folks. Okay, this is the states, the local, everybody knows the state's out of money to spend, so you can't channel contracts to your buddies. The local governments are out of money to spend, so they can't increase the amount of contracts that they're channeling to their buddies, government money contracts going to their developer friends. So they had to come up with some way of how can we keep the government money rolling and the government contracts rolling to our buddies. We have to create this entire new layer of government, which is a private corporation with no elected oversight, so we can get an infinite amount of money, taxpayer financed, so we can channel it, channel government contracts
and
to our buddies.
They can't pay it.
They own you.
Yeah. And not only own you, all money, all revenue goes to them first. They're first.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
It's crying and pitching a fit. Get over it. You know, what are we going to do about this stuff? I mean, this is a big one. I mean, I don't go wasting my time in the legislature a lot, even though, Monday we had Drew went down there. He came down, oh, man, F-16s, and that was a show of force down there. It said there was a bunch of chain link fence now they got and the SWAT teams and all that kind of stuff. Were you down there Monday?
No, but I saw the planes.
I'm like, what was that about?
They were flying over the Fiesta Bowl parade. I remember that.
Oh, is that what it was?
No,
Monday?
No, but they were yesterday. I saw them yesterday, too, flying around.
Okay, here we go. So the one thing that I know, this is what I've noticed doing this year after year after year. What they'll do is you start making, we put this show up. Now a lot of legislators listen to the show. You know, a lot of local media listen to this show. Heck, in our email dispatch that goes out, we have over 2,000 to 3,000 email related individuals that get our dispatches that they use. Heck, it just gets regurgitated on local radio here on during the day and on the weekends. Freedom's Phoenix is used a lot, especially here in Arizona. So I'm just, you know, all right. Do you know about this? Well, we're going to let them know. Oh, Nina, she's a teacher. She left. I don't know if you saw that article, but she's like Alhambra. They're cutting the budget big time. And they're going up to 47 kids in a class.
But the interesting thing is the operational budgets actually have not shrunk that much.
No, it's they give it the administration cost. It's all it's taken from the kids. Yep. You know, this is all so they can get a raise. This is like sharks feeding on the carcass, man. All right. So when they do this stuff and we bring this up and we go, all right, I just want you to know that we know. And then we just let it go. We'll put this out. You know, Sierra right now is taking the document that you have, the pre-fight, the people that see what it was originally. And then it'll become big news, and we'll go slapping around. We were supposed to have Goldwater Institute on tomorrow, but we reschedule them for the week after next because I'm going to be out of town. And we're going to talk about this. And I maybe they won't want to come on after we do this, but I'll go, all right, give me your spiel. Have you or have you not sold out? Well, it'll be all this Obamianisms, you know, they'll come out.
Well, they'll say this is a private solution because it's a private corporation. Well, wait a minute. If it was a private solution, if this stuff, whatever projects are going to be debt financed, if it was in such demand, then that means it's profitable. And if it's profitable, that means you've got investors. So what does it mean if there are no investors who don't want to invest in these projects? It means it's not profitable, which means you lose money, which means the bonds will fail at some point in whole or in part, which means it's a taxpayer liability. But the taxpayers have no elected oversight over the expenditures, which makes it taxation without representation.
Even more important than that, I mean, yeah, that's an important part, but I tell you the one that got me is that they are first in line. Whatever taxes you're paying in, if your city leaders, you know, went and spent money and whatever and guaranteed and bonded that and had this little special whatever and so on, and the city can't pump, you know, come up with the money, guess what? You know, it goes to these bonds first. They default. Then, you know, they own the debt. I mean, it's all about creating debt. They don't want to care who wins the war. It's debt. You know that movie, The International? Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
It was just on TV again. I saw it when it came out. It was on TV again. I really appreciated it more the second time I watched it because they were talking and going, look, man, this isn't about who wins wars back and funding this guy and that and ouch, quit it. It's all about who gets the debt. It's all about the economic hitman thing, the debt. Well, this is to create enormous debt. It's not about jobs. It's about debt.
When Ernie says enormous, you have to understand the size of the enormity. This is more than all of the debt Arizona has so far added up, more than that passed in one single bill.
So when they pass this,
we're doubling the size of government and essentially government expenditures under this one bill. We are doubling, and it's Republican conservatives. They're calling it the Republican bill.
Okay, now when we get this show out, and you know, they'll know this. You know, we went through this. You know, I'm a domestic terrorist because we did this before, and Russell Pierce's, eye scan, whatever. So biometric ID 1070, whatever, now the birthrights, whatever. They're going to use that as a distraction, okay? That's going to be all the news. That's what everybody's going to be talking about. When we bring this up and we send this out, and a lot of the politicos get in the Tea Party and the Republicans, and they see that Freedom's Phoenix, and I don't have to do anything else other than have this conversation, show this bill, know that we know the people involved, John Shattuck's involvement in this thing, where Goldwater's going with it, what they're planning to do, what's in the bill. I send this out, we do it, and it goes out, then what's going to happen?
They're going to say, oh, no, it's not. And then when you look at the next version of the bill, they'll move that section or word that you objected to, they'll resection, renumber, and say, oh, that's not in that section. Or that's not what it says. Why? They just bought themselves another media cycle. Because they have the same exact thing in there. They just moved it down a section or moved it to a different page or rephrased it. So that technically you're wrong, even though you're still right. But they buy themselves another media cycle and you lost that media cycle.
Yeah. No, see, this is how they roll. We know that. That's why I deal with so... We have so many stories on Freedom's Phoenix about this kind of stuff. I could do nothing else but deal on one story like this every day, all day. So what? It doesn't make a difference. That's not the problem. Of course, there's always going to be bad guys that are trying to take your goodies and make it theirs. That's not the issue. It's you not understanding the philosophy behind it. They think that your income, that your labor, that your life is theirs to redistribute. The whole concept that they could even do this is the problem. The fact that it can even be put up is the problem.
No less by quote-unquote conservative Republicans.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be, and there's going to be a trade-off. You know, they go, well, this little thing here is what we had to do to be able to get. No anchor babies. I mean, you know, they're going to tout that like you and me. He saved America, no anchor babies.
So the interesting thing here is it is the Tea Party supported candidates who are behind this doubling the size of state spending. Tea Party supported, quote unquote, conservative Republicans are the ones supporting and passing this doubling of Arizona state spending.
Okay, now it's going to, you're talking about the governor's strategic blah, blah, blah. What is that? Go ahead and explain.
Okay, so again, the Department of Commerce has been gutted. All it's going to do is report statistics under ERA, the Recovery Act, to the Obama administration. So what happened to the rest of the Department of Commerce people? A lot of them will be laid off or moved to other departments. Half of them, or 17 of them, are being rolled into the governor's Office of Strategic Planning and Budgeting. They're the ones who really are calling the shots of what this authority does.
Okay, now, in a previous show, just in the last couple of weeks, we had this conversation. I told you about when I filed a lawsuit that went to Arizona Supreme Court, straight to them. This education rollover thing, they're a check kiting, it's unconstitutional, blah, blah, blah. Just want to make sure everybody knew. Have to have a government number back then. We didn't have Freedom's Phoenix back then, the internet. So you had to actually get a government number so the press would actually report it. The head of this department, okay, strategic planning, they're kind of like the governor's liaison to the legislature and the GAO to determine how they're going to rip you off, all right? He calls me, and I can't remember his name, but he's from Wall Street. He's one of these guys. It's the Goldman Sachs guys, you know. And he calls me and he says, Ernie, there's good debt. All right. Tell me all about this good debt. His definition of a good debt is when you build a road, you know, your children and children's children should be paying for that in form of interest and they make money, you know, because they're going to be driving on it. Why shouldn't they have to pay for it? So my thing, that's why we say roads. Where we're going, there aren't any roads. I'm tired of this road thing. I could be in my Jetsonmobile by now. What they're doing is they're guaranteeing you have to have roads, and you're going to pay for them whether you use them or not.
Well, as those Goldman Sachs guys say, the most efficient form of government is fascism.
Efficient. Efficient getting them the money. That's what it is. Efficient. There's a sunset coming. Oh, on the state. Get your mind right. You're going to need it. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to the Clear Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here with John Green. You know, going over, I tell you what, my, one thing that I want to make sure we get to. Now, this is one thing. I wrote these down so I wouldn't forget. How are the political stars lining up? Because, you know, there's always I deal with these people all the time. I mean, it's like I see them at events socially. We, you know, have drinks together, whatever. And I'm going, I mean, I just want to make sure you know that I know that you're a scumbag, right? You know, we're all good on that. Okay, you're a scumbag. This toast to your scumbagness, and they're proud of it. Yeah, I'm the best. I'm the more getting this kind of the more you can promote me as doing that, Ernie. You just make me lots of money. You know, the fact that everybody knows I can get this scumbaggy stuff done, they come to me. You know, courtesy of Ernest Hancock. You think I'm kidding? This is how these guys think. Okay. All right. So I want to ask you, I mean, you know who a lot of these guys are. You know, so give me some examples, man.
All right. A good one is Marty Schultz, the government liaison officer for APS, the power company, and the vice president of Pinnacle West Utilities. He's been with Pinnacle West for 32 years. He's the number one infrastructure spending lobbyist in the state of Arizona. He's retiring after 32 years. What's he going to do? Well, he's going to open an office for a branch office of a Colorado lobbyist firm whose sole intent of being in Arizona is to lobby on how to channel Arizona Economic Development Authority funds to projects of further buddies. That's Marty Schultz. Oh, by the way, he helped pass light rail.
Of course he did.
Then we got Russell Pierce, the great conservative. Well, Russell Pierce, he keeps making a lot of rhetoric and hot air and smoke about opposing this jobs bill with the Economic Development Authority in it. But the reality is he's going to lead the charge to pass it. And the way he's going to do it is by tinkering around with some of the sections and saying, oh, we're going to get rid of this and we're going to get rid of that. But the bulk of it, which is the debt spending, the doubling of spending in this state, will pass. And his gig is, well, we don't want to raise property taxes on homeowners. And in the December 3rd Capital Times, he says, it's a myth. So part of this bill is lowering business property tax rates. Great thing. Right? But the way Arizona state property tax law works automatically. They don't look at what you pay. They look at what their total take is in any given geography. So if the total take as a result of the business property tax reduction goes down, by statute, it's automatically adjusted up on the other classes of taxpayers, which means homeowners. So Russell Pierce is saying that it won't raise taxes on homeowners, property owners, but state law says it will automatically do so.
So the legislation,
there's more to this, though.
Yeah, the legislation will reduce the business taxes on property tax for businesses. You know, and they call it personal property. It's like their inventory and stuff like that. So they'll go. It reduces that.
Good thing.
But the way the formula is, there is a certain amount of revenue that they have to create from this geography
by statute.
This area. And when the revenue goes down, it automatically triggers increase on private property tax.
Correct.
On personal residences.
Exactly. So they're planning on raising homeowner property taxes to finance this.
I said something to him at the Wrigley Mansion on December 15th. He was up there. I go, you think I don't know what you guys are going to do? No, without even knowing. I know what they're going to do. It's going to be more money from me in property taxes. I know that. You can blah, blah, blah all you want. But in the end of this thing, more money.
Well, the interesting thing on the Pierce side is he's gonna do the rain dance, telling you he doesn't want to pass this. He's gonna write articles about how he doesn't want to pass this. But the reality is he's running for Congress. Russell Pierce is running for Congress, and you can't run for Congress without money. So everybody gets a payoff out of passing this development authority. Everybody, you know, when Kirk Adams, the president of the House, terms out, if he needs a job, oh, did you help pass the Economic Development Authority? Oh, here's a directorship. We'll give you $150,000 a year and be one of our directors. Russell Pierce, did you help pass the development authority? Oh, well, maybe the Arizona Chamber of Commerce can find a couple hundred grand to help you in your congressional campaign. Everybody gets a piece of this. And that's how the Republicans are going to pass this Democrat, liberal Obama spending bill, because everybody gets a piece.
You know, I remember when the TARP was defeated the first time, and this was, it was right before the 08 presidential election. Is right after the Lovelution had its big impact with Dr. Paul and everything. And what happened was they knew, here it came, you know, it's overnight. Lehman Brothers is going to go down. Oh, my goodness, the sky is going to fall, and we're going to have martial law in the streets and the threaten of them. And I say, good. You know, just let it go, man, and it'll work its way out, and it sure as heck wasn't to benefit us. So they did too big to fail, kind of, and they passed this thing. During that time, they were screaming about all the bailouts they needed, and you know, people weren't being able to get loans, and they weren't being. And who was suffering? It was the very people that are the lobbyists and the campaign chairs and all this, because the money dried up to them. If you do not get this passed, you don't get your Congress, you don't get your state, you don't get your local parties, the Republicans, to get this thing passed, all this infrastructure that we created in support of electing Republicans to public office is gone. You're done. And you know some of the names of the people I was talking about. They were like going, Ernie, we got to pass. We got to go. Or what? You won't have a job? You're confusing me with someone that cares. You know, I'm funding your job to go and, you know, what? Advocate for what? You know, and that's what you're talking about, this Tea Party thing, so on. How far off am I on that?
Oh, you're right on the mark. And the sickest thing is that the Tea Party people need to wake up. They really do, because, you know, they think that some savior, some political savior is going to come along and save them. But that, again, they're looking at what the person says. You can't look at what a politician says. You have to look at what they do. You have to look at what votes they cast. You have to look at the words of the bill that actually get passed, like Ernie said earlier. And that's exactly what's... Guys, you have to understand, quote-unquote Tea Party-supported conservatives are going to pass a bill which doubles state spending in less than 10 years, for certain. Doubles state spending, 100% of it being debt finance. Now, what in the world got us into this current economic circumstance
exactly.
we're in? Exactly
and
this.
They don't. It's not just the debt. It's the interest. They are perpetually enslaving us. You know, this is, and it's right there for you to see. But you don't, you know, it's like big things like, you know, birds falling dead from the sky, fish bubbling up. I mean, you know, and they go, pay no attention here. The guy from the government said it's no big deal. It happens all the time. Don't worry about it. I'm going, wow, how bad does it have to get, you know? So what do you think is some of the other pieces of legislation or things that they might try to do here in Arizona? Which, if it's a big thing like this, it's not just Arizona.
Oh, yeah. No, here's the other big ones that are coming besides this economic development spending authority. In Arizona, you're going to have conservatives, Tea Party supported conservatives, coming out in support of a constitutional convention resolution, which theoretically is for a balanced budget amendment at the federal level. You're also going to have, quote-unquote, Tea Party-supported, quote-unquote, conservative Republicans coming out for, you ready for this? The federalization of state birth certificates so that no one gets a birth certificate. No newborn of any citizen, of anybody, can get a birth certificate unless you pass a U.S. Department of Homeland Security national ID insta-check. So they're now not just creating a national ID database, they're creating a multi-generational national ID database linking generation to generation. Now, for you gun owners out there, you know that they keep the insta-check records, which means when you file your 4473 yellow form, right, that insta-check information is kept.
They said they wouldn't, though.
Oh, well, but two NRA Supreme Court cases in the 90s proved that they are.
Yeah, I know.
So then now you have Homeland Security with this national ID database linking generations together, and you buy a gun. That's gun registration, folks. And they're not going to do the registration part because it's automatic. So all they have to do is link to your national ID file. They know where it is, which means they can skip the registration part and go straight to confiscation. So that's common. And it's because conservatives lost their vigilance. It's because constitutionalists lost their vigilance and looked to politicians to be their savior. Now, you know, I'm a spiritual person, but savior came 2,000 years ago. There ain't no savior. So if you haven't learned your lesson by now and you allow yourself to be misled, you're in big trouble. And so is this country.
What do you think it is, though? I mean, yeah, you're involved heavy in this. You is it that the people are... We're genetically that way, just looking for someone to save us. It's in the water. It's what?
I mean, they didn't listen to the founding fathers, and they let their vigilance down. They allowed people to tinker with the form of government, with the Constitution, as long as they got their agenda. And that's here we are today. You can't do it.
Don't stop. Believe it. We can survive this thing, you know, and it's going to crumble of its own weight. They're not going to go quietly into the good night. They're going to get mean. They're going to get desperate. So while, you know, people are starving in the street, there's going to be a bunch of these guys up top there. I can't get anything from these people. Yeah, but they owe me. Yeah, they're indebted. They got, you know, somebody something, and then it'll be a global thing, and they're going to the world, though, and they'll something. It's always going to be about making yours theirs. Wow, I'm ready to go.